The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and decay destroy, and thieves break in and steal. But store up treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor decay destroys, nor thieves break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. The lamp of the body is the eye. But if your eye is sound, your whole body will be filled with light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be in darkness. And if the light in you is darkness, how great will the darkness be?" The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Happy rainy afternoon to you today. Here's the feast of two great saints, St. John Fisher and St. Thomas More, both English martyrs, both martyred in the year 1535. John Fisher was Bishop of Rochester and Chancellor of the University of Cambridge. Thomas More was Chancellor of all England, second ranking only to the King himself. John Fisher was killed on this day, and Thomas More was beheaded on the 6th of July. And to give you a little bit of background of these saints, how about just a quick history review for us all, okay? You have to put on your thinking caps now and go back to high school history in your memory. And remember that in the early 1500s, the Protestant Reformation was sweeping across all of Europe. Remember that it was the year 1517 that Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Cathedral. And ever since then, kingdoms and principalities, they were choosing between Catholicism and Protestantism, and no one was quite sure who was going to choose what or which direction any country would go, with one exception. Everybody knew that England was safely Catholic. And that was because of its great leader and king, Henry VIII, who had just been named by Pope Leo X, Defender of the Faith, because of his book, A Defense of the Seven Sacraments, written in opposition to Martin Luther. So everybody knew that England was safely Catholic because of the great King Henry VIII, but Henry had a terrible problem. It became known as the King's Great Matter. Henry couldn't produce a male heir to the throne. So he and his wife, Catherine of Aragon, they have child after child after child. They all died in childbirth. And after years and years, there was no heir to the throne. Now, in everybody's living memory, were 32 years of dynastic wars in England. Remember learning about the Wars of the Roses? The Red Rose of Lancaster and the White Rose of York? 32 years of war over who would be the next king. Nobody wanted to go through that again, right? They wanted an heir to the throne. But Henry had another problem. He had a legendary libido. He couldn't stick to one girl, right? So what Henry decided to do was he decided to solve all of his problems and put away his wife, Catherine of Aragon, and marry his paramour, Lady Anne Boleyn. And he just figured he'd petition the church for an annulment, and that would be that. One big problem. He petitioned the church for the annulment, and the church said, "No, your marriage is valid." And so Henry decided that he would declare himself to be head of the church in England, give himself an annulment, and marry Lady Anne Boleyn, which he did. And all up and down the countryside, all of His Majesty's loyal subjects proclaimed his actions to be just and good, with two notable holdouts, John Fisher and Thomas More. And you know how it is. For most of life, most of us were just like sheep. You know, we do what everybody else is doing. And that's what they did all up and down the countryside of England. But John Fisher and Thomas More, they really showed deep courage in opposing everyone and in opposing their king, and they paid for it with their lives. John Fisher was named as a cardinal by the new Pope Paul III, named a cardinal. Because the Pope thought, well, if I name him a cardinal, that'll preserve his life, that'll make it an international incident, that'll keep him safe. Had the exact opposite effect with King Henry. It only made Henry all the angrier. Henry said, you can go ahead and mail his cardinal's hat here to England. I'll mail it back to you with his head to Rome. And they stripped him of all of his noble titles, tried him as a commoner, and poor John Fisher was hung, drawn, and quartered. And if you don't know what that is, look it up. It's really gruesome. It's a terrible, terrible way to go. And they killed him on this day. You know what's interesting about that? They didn't want him to live until June 24th, because what's June 24th? It's the Feast of John the Baptist. And all throughout London, the people were recognizing the bitter irony of the death of John the Baptist and the case of his namesake, John Fisher. Both of them were having their lives threatened because they opposed the marriage of the king. They didn't want him to live to the Feast of John the Baptist. They hung, drawn, and quartered him on this day. Thomas More, he held out for a little while longer. His case is better known. They took away his title. They took away his office. They took away his freedom. They threw him in the Tower of London. They took away his lands. They took away his property. They took away his family. They had them exiled to France. And last, when there was nothing left to take away from Thomas More, they took away his life. And they led him up to Tower Hill in London, where before his head was lopped off by an axe, he said, I die His Majesty's good servant, but God's servant first. There's no conflict between loving God and your country. There's no conflict between loving God and your family. But if there ever were, pray God we would have the courage to say with Thomas More, I am God's servant first. The worship of God means that we love Him above everything and everyone else in this world. Jesus said, where your treasure is, there also will your heart be. Let's keep our treasure in heaven and our hearts for God alone, and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saints John Fisher and Thomas More, pray for us.